This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Martin Yap joins us on today's Open for Business. Martin is the CEO and co-founder of a company called Care Concierge. It's a startup that aims to provide proper at-home care for the elderly or for those who need it. Basically, by using Care Concierge as a platform to connect caregivers and the people who need at-home care, the company is able to operate on a more transparent level, allowing family members to filter, keep tabs, and monitor their loved ones, while giving the elderly more independence and peace of mind in the process. Now, Martin, correct me if I'm wrong, but there are a number of at-home caregiver services available locally, right? Is there a shortage of any kind for, you know, these kinds of services? Is there a shortage of at-home care for the elderly?
Definitely. Where we come from, I think also the industry as well, the elder care industry is actually in the start of the, it's only starting to come up. So actually a lot of people, the elderly, actually require a lot of help. That also includes people like post-hospitalization, those that come on from the hospital. Someone needs to care for them. So in other words, we are part of that service. We're actually providing them this service, but we also have quite a lot of other services that combine together to really give them the entire services that they require in the home. But the focus is really on caring for them in the home, since that would make more sense in a sense that what we call for the elderly, it's about aging in place. Mm-hmm. So that gives an option for them that instead of, let's say, going to a nursing home or having to a family member taking care of them, you can actually have our services to come and take care of them in the home itself, in the comforts of a house. Yeah.
Okay, so what makes Care Concierge different from those other services?
Yes, definitely. So what we do, of course, one thing is that we have the professional caregivers that we send to the home. We have been operating, so we really have been taking care of the entire family. And also care for the elderly. But we also have many different suites that we do. So one thing is that we talk about a professional caregiver coming in for the home, we also then also run a daycare center. Mm-hmm. That's one of our centers. And we do a managed care.
A daycare center where?
We're actually doing a pilot project in our Jai Wan, so okay. Our center, that okay. We actually then bring in the elderly to come into on a day basis. So we actually have professional caregivers and nurses that actually are there to care for them during the day and give them activities. So one thing we are also looking at is that for the elderly that is active, usually they might be staying at home, they are not very much engaged, and this is an opportunity for them to come into an environment. And we always look at it in a manner that in terms of having a safe environment, but also a very exciting and vibrant environment. So my background also is I'm actually an architect. So coming from that point of view, we also look at design and also look at the activities that we do there that's actually all-encompassing. So one thing we always find very interesting is that even like we have this uncle that comes in as a care recipient. And previously, two weeks before he actually joined, he has Parkinson, but he cannot actually move very well. So he actually has a walking stick. Mm-hmm. Joining the daycare after that, he actually doesn't need a walking stick anymore. He's very much engaged. In fact, he has to do some dances and things like that. And we find that to be quite validating, that the very fact that this is one of the things in the future that's very important for the elderly, that they get engaged, they get empowered, they do a lot of activities, and then after that, they can also go home. But this is just one of our services that we provide.
The daycare stuff. So yes. What other services do you have?
Okay, the other thing that makes us very very unique as well is that we also have a proprietary tech app that when we send a professional caregiver, what happens is that family members can see what goes on. So we have this digital diary that you'll be able to see whether or not the caregiver comes in, he checks in and checks out. You can see what happens in terms of the blood pressure, whether or not mom and dad is well taken care of, you have to eat in, and they also do exercises and things like that. It's all tracked. So one thing great about it is that, for example, like my brother and sisters, they're overseas, my siblings, they can actually see what goes on, let's say for my mom and dad, their elder stage, mm-hmm. Can actually see and know and comforted that they're doing very well. One thing is that we also use some analytics in our system. So one of our care recipients at home, we were able to pick up that he actually had internal bleeding. And we saved his life because by the data that we collected, we were able to our nurses that are, you know, watching all this information in the in our headquarters were able to pick up that there was irregularities, and we sent him to the home. So kind of technology that we use is really to support the caregivers and support the team, and definitely support the family members as well. So they have peace of mind knowing that their parents are well taken care of.
It's like addressing the gap in the market, but also leveraging on tech in a big way, which is something that not a lot of companies do, especially in providing these kinds of services.
Definitely. How we approached it was, coming back to maybe the story of how we started, when, you know, we all have family members that are aging, and also in my case, my grandmother had a stroke. And I know it really affected us very deeply in the family as well, because, you know, the how we took care of grandma, we really gave her a lot of love and care. But there were certain times that we felt very stressed. We were very, in a way, helpless, right? Because we had to take her to hospital. And, you know, my mom and dad, they were the main carers, and I also helped out as well. And from there, we realized that actually, this went on a while back. But since then, there's nothing that's really changed, right? Who is going to take care of our, in a way, the burden? So we always talk about living life undisrupted for the family, and also giving it a peace of mind that my grandma was well taken care of. So the other thing that we also like to mention is that normally our professional caregivers that we send, most importantly, is that you want to know that they're well trained and they're well certified. Mm-hmm. And for us, the other thing that makes us very unique is that we're the only ones that are certified, but our training is actually certified by two universities. So
I was going to ask you about that actually, because it says on your website
that
you are the only ones that have university certification, and
that's
I wasn't
right.
sure what that was.
That's right. So it's a very much focus on specialized elder care. Mm. We also have components where you it's a lot about training them to a level that there is a professionalism, right? We're also helping them to build careers for the caregiver. So the nurses, caregivers, and therapists that come in, they would then have all this certification that trains them. So imagine if you're taking care of, you know, grandma, grandpa, or even, let's say, a patient, how you transfer, lift them, and move them around is equally important. But the other part is also the cognitive. How do you communicate with them? How do you ensure that, you know, that they're not just about... it's about the physical part, but it's also the mental stimulation. So this is all the parts that our partnerships with the university is very important. So we're actually really instilling this quality back into and also supporting our caregivers in a way to have their care.
So it's like an accredited skill. It's validated by the
university itself. By the
university itself. Okay.
So Utah and UCMS.
I see. Yep. Okay. So you're basically addressing two pain points at the same time. So one, you're connecting patients with the care that they need.
Yep.
And you're also giving caregivers a platform to find these patients as well, because they might not be able to sort of detect who needs their help, right?
That's correct. So the other thing about us is that not only do we, it's not just a platform. In fact, it's a little bit more than that. So every caregiver that we sent to the home, you would actually have a care manager watching over. So the pain point is that, like family members, sometimes where we come in, usually is that they also need advice and how to go about it. So, for example, it may not just be a caregiver that you require. You might need a physiotherapist or a speech therapist or occupation therapist, and that's where we come in to advise you and to help you in this manner. And it also includes things like in terms of universal design, making sure that it's a safe environment. We do all that, and of course, using a tech platform as well, it helps out with knowing what's going on and in the whole suite. Yeah.
How does that work exactly? Like I'm assuming that the caregivers or the care pros, as you call them, they work on a freelance basis, or are they employed by your company in any way?
Yeah, so majority of them, some of them do locum. Some of them are actually employed. So what the most important thing is actually matching them to what in terms of what is the needs of our clients.
Yeah.
So some may be, some of them have dementia and Alzheimer's. So it's very important for us when we train them, we also assess them to make sure that a particular caregiver that is well knows about an experience in this would be in focus on taking care of the Alzheimer patient. And same likewise for a stroke patient. So what we are doing is making sure that they have the right care for the right client.
Okay.
Yep.
So you've listed your caregivers in three brackets. So there's the care pro, there are the nurses, and then there are the specialists.
That's correct.
Yeah. What's the difference? Do they each specialize in different things, or what's the difference between the three?
Definitely. So as you are taking care of an elderly, and also in a sense, we always talk about post-hospitalization. All of them are part of the story, the journey in terms of what you require at certain times. Mm-hmm. We normally, for example, if you need a medical procedure, for example, injections, things a little bit more complex, then the nurse, the registered nurse will come in. Usually, we always talk about a professional caregiver because that is a role that is very focused on the day-to-day. It's really about human-centric, so it's really about personalized care and also being a confidant. So it's almost like a companion in that manner. And of course, the therapist, in a sense, you know, sometimes you require a physiotherapist to continue to help you. And so we will send a physiotherapist. So one thing that we always like to also, in a way, mention is that sometimes if you're having an injury, either have a stroke or even myself, you know, if I have an injury for a leg, it makes more sense to actually have the physiotherapist or the therapist come over to the home, mm-hmm. Rather than you to go to the hospital or clinic, or get the family members to help you there. So this is the pain point that we help out, that the physiotherapist would then be the person that helps with the rehabilitation. And then and we continue about long-term care. The caregivers themselves can continue on the journey to help them on a daily basis as well.
How does Care Concierge make money? Because you connect patients who need additional care at home with professional caregivers, right? So where does your cut come from?
Yeah, so how we would look at it depends on the services that are provided. So it's a pay as you require. Hmm. So we in a sense, we have taken care of a lot of clients that actually are monthly packages where you can actually take care for them. They actually live in. They're actually there all the time. We have family members that they're overseas, so they're, you know, grandma and grandpa are actually at home here, and then we are there to take care of them and also provide their services. If you require someone, to just come for a physio, it could be one session, we can do that as well. So really, we're really focusing on what the family or the patient requires, and then we help you on that. So that there are different packages that we can help.
Different brackets and stuff.
That's correct.
We'll continue talking about quality care for the elderly via Care Concierge, as well as some of the challenges faced by the company when we come back. BFM 89.9.
Because friends matter. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
And we're back on Open for Business. I'm Arvind Yuvaraj. Martin Yap, CEO of Care Concierge, is in the studio with me to talk about the accessibility and ease of at-home care for the elderly and how leveraging on tech could make the whole process safer and smoother for everyone involved. You recently won the Southeast Asia Startup Disruptor of the Year Award. Obviously, it's a big milestone for your company. Obviously, it's a big honor. You won it at Wild Digital. What's that about? Like, what does that award mean to you guys? Like, what does winning that mean in the long run?
Yeah, so thank you very much. The award was really, this is a Southeast Asian entrepreneur, startup disruptor. So we were able to win it, which was a great validation for us and also a big recognition for the hard work that our team has worked on it. And it's also a big recognition to the elder care industry in Malaysia, and Malaysia is actually taking a forefront in terms of leading this charge. So we feel very much, very appreciated that we actually won it. And so kudos to the team. You know, they really worked very hard for it. That's a great validation there.
I wanna come back to the, you spoke about how you had experiences in your own family that made you realize that these kinds of services were in short supply,
and that's right.
You know, so this would be something that would be useful for a lot of people.
Yep.
From a business standpoint though, yep. When did you realize that this was something viable, that you could have like a service like this, that, yep. that you could address this gap in the market?
Very much early in the stage. This was many years ago. As mentioned, I was actually an architect, mm-hmm. and actually worked on some award-winning retirement resorts.
Yep.
So I really had this understanding about the elder care, and it really fueled my passion, partly because I knew that there was a lot of people that required help. It wasn't so much about And of course, it's also about, you know, my grandma and my past experience. But there's so many of our, you know, our family friends that need the care. So when you see that, you almost ask around and say, you know, what is this care and services available for them? And if it's not available, then you have to do something about it. And so even our team as well, you know, very passionate team. They all have family members or friends that they know of, and they're really there as a mission to actually take care of them. And so when we look at it that way, you know, you have to come into this service to help other people. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's always a business model that works as well. And we are just at the start of it. You know, as the population ages, you know, by 2030, Malaysia itself would be an aging population. So we focus on, that's also one of the reasons why we have so many different services available, because sometimes it's not just about the person in the home. In fact, we actually do managed care services. So we actually operate nursing homes. We consider them premium assisted living homes because we're also changing the perception of what it is to stay in a nursing home. So mm-hmm. that's also one component of it. In fact, we're working with a few developers in terms of looking at how we can, you know, be in the fabric of the, you know, the service units, the apartments. So we do all this because there's a passion to help other people. And it's quite validated in a sense that, you know, we feel very, you feel very empowered and also humbled by the fact that many people actually really like our services. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we actually do care for them. So that's very important for us.
I want to talk to you about quality control. What's your filtration process like when it comes to, you know, accepting caregivers on your platform? Because anyone who pays for sort of like at-home care obviously wants the absolute best, like zero compromise for their family members, right? So I'm guessing that's something that you pay a lot of attention to when accepting pros or accepting caregivers on the platform?
Definitely. So one thing about us is that we always talk about quality of service. It's also about having the right person, the right character. So not just about the technical side. And so everyone that comes into our services has to be assessed. Then they also have to go through a check. We have a, you know, a medical check and so forth in terms of even checking the background. So all these things come towards one part of it. That's the basic care. We're actually going further than that. That's why we knew that we had to upskill, make sure that even themselves, that they needed to have more training, they need to have more certification. This is part of that journey. So we make sure that everyone that comes into our platform, of course, has the right character. They also have the right technical skills. And then, of course, on the other end, we also support them as they continue the journey because it's a long-term relationship as well. We are here for the long term. Mm-hmm. So every family that we take care of, we always look at it as if it's my family, right? I have to take care of them. And so what would the quality of care would I require? And then we make sure that all our caregivers in our system are to that level.
They meet those standards.
They meet the standards. Yes.
Okay. Okay. I wanted to ask you about this. So there is a shortage of nurses in the medical field. It's that's an ongoing problem that's been happening like the world
that's
over.
Right.
Yeah,
yes.
There's a shortage of nurses. Does that affect you in any way? Like, is it tough to get professionally certified nurses to join the platform?
Yeah. So in a sense, that's why, you know, usually we talk about HR as being an issue in the industry to find the right people, the right nurses. Mm. Yes, there are some certain shortages with nurses, but for our case, that's why we have this training certification to onboard a lot of caregivers. You can also imagine that there are a lot of family members. It's not just nurses that we're looking at. It could be someone that's very passionate about taking care of for the elderly. And so onboarding them, getting them ready for the services, we are able to get a lot of these caregivers. In fact, right now in our platform, we've got about 1,200 mm-hmm. of these nurses, therapists and caregivers. And so we actually look at more. So the way we look at it is that there are a lot of people that really like to serve the community. And then this is where we get them and then train them to go for the services.
Okay. Was it difficult in the beginning getting people to register, like in the start when you were just starting out and stuff, like getting the word out, letting, you know, creating awareness that there is such a platform?
It's always interesting because partly it's we always tell them about the mission. Hmm. It's always about having to care for others. And you find a lot of people that are actually very passionate about that, especially they may have family members, they understand the pain point, and so they're there to do that. And we also look at it as in a career opportunity for them. So in effect, they're really looking at it and saying that, you know, what is the alternative as opposed to why not come into this career in a sense that this will be the industry for the future. So taking care of people and then we actually give them an opportunity to continue their careers in it, it actually appeals to them. So in that sense, we are getting a lot of people that are very interested to it. And as long as they're passionate about taking care of the elderly, that's how they come on. They buy to the mission.
Yeah. Okay. What kinds of challenges are you facing at the moment, like as a company?
Yeah. So, of course, partly that, as you mentioned before, even like the you're talking about HR as being an issue, but that's why we have the solution about doing the training and certification. So it's also about growing. It's also about helping other people. So we see ourselves as we continue to grow, we learn, and then we continue moving forward. So that's part of the journey. Yeah.
Okay. I want to go back to the tech bit. We spoke about the app for a while. But then it's unique because you leveraged on tech quite a bit.
Yes.
To run the service and stuff. When did you decide that's what you wanted to do? Like you wanted to have such a heavy tech component in your service instead of just running it like a normal at home care service.
Yeah. So very early on our stage when we came up with the idea about caring, it's very important that we look at how can we achieve that? And so part of that story is really about having it to use tech as an enabler. So it's very important that we use it as a tool, as a software to help us on our journey to improve their services and care. And this tech platform is actually not just about the home side, in fact, right? So even including when we do the managed care operations, it also helps us to monitor and help them in the assisted living home and services. So we feel that that is an extension that was required from the early stages, and it can only continue to grow. Mm-hmm. So that as a model itself, it means that, you know, as an app platform, as we continue to grow, you know, more people can actually use it. And of course, it's quite scalable in that manner.
What's next for Care Concierge? Like what are your expansion plans?
Great. So we find that we are still really much in the early stages. Of course, we're very optimistic, very excited about the future. We look at actually launching more, in a sense, more daycares coming in the future and also expanding the business in that manner. But also now, as we're engaging a lot of developers as well, we find that, yes, we would like to also invite other developers who are interested to expand their coverage so that they can use it as a community base that they can, you know, experience our home care services and to continue on. So a lot of it is really driven about the fact that the more people that we can serve, the more people that can help out, that's where we want to go. So definitely expansion is pretty much the key here. Yeah.
And I'm guessing that feedback has been good so far, like satisfactory so far.
It's very overwhelmingly positive. You know, that's one of the things that drives us, the team as well. We've got a very strong and passionate team. So getting this feedback as well validates us. But it's so important that we actually care for other people. So that's actually the great thing about it, right? We feel happy every day we come to work. Even you're seeing the uncle in the daycare, the uncle and aunties and things like that, and all the services. And it's pretty much overwhelmingly very positive. And we will continue doing that to help other people.
I've been speaking with Martin Yap, CEO of Care Concierge, about using tech to solve the issue of finding proper caregivers for at-home care for the elderly. Care Concierge can be found online at mycareconcierge.com, and we can be found online at bfm.my or the BFM app, or stream this interview again via Spotify. It's all there under the podcast section. This has been Arvind Yuvraj on Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.